And new research out this week shows more expensive teaching hospitals across the country have lower mortality rates among older patients than non-teaching or community hospitals. In fact, the teaching hospitals had around one fewer patient dying for every 83 patients admitted. But other studies have found that in some cities, more expensive hospitals can charge up to 60% more for a stay, and so insurers steer people away from them. And now it sounds like they may be better for older patients. Andrew Joseph is a reporter with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. He joins us now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, thanks so much.
Well, this study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association using millions of Medicare records to analyze these hospitals, focusing on older patients. First of all, one less death of an older person. That's, you know, of course, amazing if it's your loved one, a huge statistic. But is it really that big a distinction?
That's a really excellent question. It sort of gets to the point at the heart of the study as our country is sort of trying to balance the conversation around quality of care versus how much it costs. So if the study is accurate in that academic medical centers are saving more patients, everyone would want to run there for treatment, obviously. Mm-hmm. But that is hugely expensive. And so maybe there's a question of really, is it really worth sending everyone to an academic medical center for all their care?
Right. So it kind of, you know, we're left with this statistic. And it's counter to what we've heard, that care is consistent across hospitals. Does this study mean it's not? Or are there other factors? Are people maybe in better health when they go to the big teaching hospitals?
Sure. So researchers aren't quite sure the reasons why they found this difference, and they're starting to look at it now. It could be that academic medical centers are faster to adopt new technology. The difference is really important here because it does sort of counter the fact that a lot of studies have found there to be no difference depending
right.
on the network.
Well, it is complicated because, you know, now it's up to, you know, individuals to look at these stats and think, well, what am I supposed to do? Did they look at all at younger people? Is that still an unknown?
Right. So that's one thing. One way to measure quality is by looking at mortality rates among these older patients. And that's what's great about Medicare records is that it allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, mortality is maybe not as big of a concern if you're a younger patient when you're just going to deliver a baby, for example. You know, younger patients are less likely to die overall, so maybe mortality is not the best measure of quality for them.
Right. And so does the study say that people now have to look at costs? Because, you know, obviously, you know, on some insurance policies, you pick up some of that extra cost. So are people having now to decide, well, what do I do?
Well, it's more about the insurers, probably,
right.
because they're the ones that are designing these plans and sort of directing patients where to go. And insurers, of course, are hoping to kind of keep costs down, not only for them, but also because their patients want to pay, you know, lower premiums and that type of thing. And so the fact of the matter is these hospitals are much more expensive sort of generally. So it might be up more to the insurers to look at this.
This might tilt the insurers even further away from those expensive hospitals. Andrew Joseph,
right.
reporter at STAT, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.